And joining us from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources is the fire prevention specialist, Bryce Avery. How are you today, Bryce?
Good.
Good. Glad to have you on the show because, of course, this week, as we all know, is, Wildfire Prevention Week being observed across the state. So we thought we'd get you on and talk a little bit about how we can do that, prevent fires. I know there's some obvious things, but there are some things people should be aware of, right?
Yes. Yes. You know, spring is the usually one of the busiest times of the year for wildfires in Michigan, April, May, after all the fuels from last year are dead and you know, leaves, grass, pine needles, and they don't retain the moisture very long after we do get a rain.
Yeah, that's true. Now, we always think of with wildfires as being, you know, out in the wild, but, you know, there's stuff that happens right in our backyards because we're not very careful either, right?
That's correct. You know, it don't have to be the large fire that you see on TV that does the damage. You know, there's many smaller grass fires right in your backyards that can be harmful to people's, you know, homes and belongings.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's start with that. What are some of the things we need to do to prevent fires, whether it's at home in our backyards when we're burning debris or, you know, if we're going to be doing some camping out in, you know, one of our forests?
Well, if you're burning debris, first thing you need to do is get a burn permit, which is free online at michigan.gov/burn permit. Or if you're having a campfire, whether you're burning debris or have a campfire, keep them small. Yeah. Always have, you know, a rake or shovel, some water handy, clean around the area you're going to burn before you do start that fire.
Yeah, exactly. Just be aware. And yeah, that first things first, get yourself a burn permit. Make sure it's legal to burn. Then, of course, if you've taken care of that and you're heading out to the woods to enjoy one of our many campgrounds, there are some safety tips there, too.
Yeah, if you have a campfire, same thing, keep it small. You know, no more than is needed. When you're done with it, be sure that it's out. You know, add water, stir it. Add water again, stir it. You know, you want to make sure that fire's cold when you leave it because, you know, if you just walk away from it, even though it looks out, if there's hot embers, you get a windy day, you can blow that ash away and, you know, one ember and some dry material, and you have a fire.
You know, we're talking about, as you mentioned at the top of the interview, about the month of April, but this is almost, you know, all through the summer months, the spring and summer, and even into the fall, where we need to worry about, you know, wildfire prevention for sure.
That's correct. You know, we could have a dry stretch in the summertime that fire danger becomes elevated, and then get into fall when the leaves and grasses start dying, we'll see an increase in fire danger.
That's right. Now, you know, we kind of went through things pretty quick here, Bryce, but if they want more information about learning more about Wildfire Prevention Week, which is going on this week, how would they get some more information, Bryce?
Yeah, you can go, there's several websites, but the DNR, if you go to the DNR homepage and go to the forestry section, there's a webpage there on fire, and it gives you a lot of fire prevention tips.
That's right. And then go to get a burn permit, too. Make sure that if you're going to be burning in your backyard, that you know it's safe to do so on that day.
That's correct.
Very good. Well, he's the fire prevention specialist for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, Bryce Avery. Bryce, always a pleasure, and hopefully people will heed these words and we'll have a safer fire season this year.
Yes, that's correct. Thanks for having us.